Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
This is the latest from the one and only JJ Harrison and Youthful Praise. You deserve it. Yes, you do, oh Lord. My name is the X-Man, and this is Real Gospel.
From the depths of my heart, Lord.
Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I'm honored and I am so happy to have, and don't take this in a bad way, but next to Kirk Franklin, he is the best dressed man in gospel music, J.J. Harrison. Hey, what's up?
What's up, sir? How you doing?
I'm excellent. So, you know, I didn't want to say that you're not number one, but, you know, since Kirk has been around a little longer, I didn't want to date you, you know what I'm saying? But, you know.
I'll take number two. That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. So, what's going on with you, man? You know, for people who don't know who you are, they should, but you have become, I don't want to say the new Kirk Franklin, because you're the one and only J.J. Harrison, but, I mean, you sort of have just, you're sort of the new Kirk Franklin. I can't put it any other way.
Man, God is good. We're having a really great season. We've been around for a while, but more recently, you know, things have just really done well for us. We're being embraced. Some of our music is really just starting to be embraced, and we appreciate it, especially people like you and different announcers that have really just given us a chance to share our gift with the world. And God's been anointing and blessing us, so we're thankful for this season.
Amen. So let's do something for the kids and people who are new to Christ, and they know your music, but they don't know your story. So where are you from, and how did you first fall in love with Jesus?
Well, yeah, I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York. I moved to Connecticut when I was a young teenager. I started attending a church called Turner's Faith Temple in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and there was this youth choir there. That was singing. They were called the Teens of TFT. And to be honest, I can just keep it real with you, there was a girl in the choir that I wanted to get with. So I joined the choir.
As we always do.
Exactly.
As we do. I sang in the choir. I feel you.
Exactly. But I then married the girl. So, and we've been married for 23 years now. So
amen.
I guess that works.
Yeah.
And that's when I really embraced Christ and embraced his teaching, and I just fell in love with everything he'd done and everything he's doing for me and my family. That teen choir became Youthful Praise, and we've been singing for a lot of years, and we recorded our first project in 1999, and here we are today doing what God gave us.
So you mean to tell me that choir from back then, y'all are still that's the same sort of group of people?
It's the same group of people. We started as a church choir. We were not a community choir. We were just, you know, the choir that sung every fourth Sunday.
Wow.
And we grew up together, and God just blessed us and kept us together. I mean, everyone who originally started is not there.
Going
on to have families and everything.
Yeah.
But the nucleus is still the same group of people, and you know, he's kept us alive, and those who aren't still a part of the choir, they're still family members and friends, and we love and embrace them still. So it's been a great run for Youthful Praise.
Well, can you give a little synopsis on that, and maybe a little advice for, because I sang in a youth choir. I'm from Brooklyn, grew up in Bed-Stuy. A hard thing to do, man. Keep, you know, people come and go, as you say, but just sort of a little advice to people who sing once a month and sort of just are in that same situation.
Well, I think what kept us together is the fact that we started under one teacher. And sometimes it's kind of hard to have people believe the same thing when they're not taught the same thing. So that was a blessing that we were all from a church. But even still, to this day, of course, we have different people who aren't a part of the same church. I mean, we actually have choir members. We have group members that are in Atlanta and Chicago and all over. But our foundation was the same. So I think as long as everyone has the same foundation, has the same values, the same level of integrity, any group can stay together. Of course, we're people, so there will always be issues. But the way you solve those issues is the way you continue to maintain your integrity and maintain the ministry. We've always been very kind and loving to our family members. Even when we have to be a little bit more stern, we still do everything in love. We never treat anyone like they're less than anyone else. And I think that's why we've been able to stay as a family as well as a ministry group.
Amen. So how did you all end up getting a record deal? How did that start? How did that happen?
Well, that that's an amazing story, because back when the internet was really taking off, there was a gospel website called gospelflavor.com.
Yeah,
and we were submitting our because we recorded an independent CD, and we were submitting it everywhere to be, you know, for labels to pick us up and all that. No label had done it, because at that time, even though we were a youth choir, we were looking old. I mean, we were singing Thomas Whitfield songs.
Wow.
We weren't singing youth choir songs. So they didn't see what we were doing. So we sent our CD to gospelflavor.com for them to review it. They loved it so much, they said, you know what, we're going to start a record label just to get you out. And so they started a record label called Evidence Gospel. They got a distribution deal with E1. At the time, I think it was called Light Records or something like that.
Yes,
and they got distributed. And then every record since then was on E1/Light Records through Evidence Gospel. And what's so amazing is just this last year, I now have my own distribution deal with Light Records or E1. So now it's come full circle. We started with a deal through a company with a distribution deal. Now I have my own distribution deal. So it's really been a blessing, because now we own our own masters and everything. We put our own music out with distribution through E1. So it's really been an awesome circle, an awesome season, and awesome turnaround for us.
Amen. Yes, because that means that you are a student of the business side of this. You're not just creating the music, but you understand how the business works.
Absolutely. And that's been the most important lesson for me, because initially we were learning how to just make music. Now we're learning the business behind the music, and it's so important. I think a lot of gospel artists love their gift. They love to be able to use their gift, but they're not taught how to be a steward of their gift. And I think what we've had to learn is how to not only handle the musical side, but how to handle the business side as well. It's been an awesome experience, and we're now trying to share that experience with others around us.
Amen. So you deserve it. You are creating these songs that talk about personal relationships with God and people. We can't help but love it, because we know that the song is real. So, you know, who's writing the music and how are you coming up with these songs? You Deserve It has gone number one. So, I mean, you know, come on, you just cranking them out.
Well, the song You Deserve It was actually, I was in Kansas City, Missouri, and there was a pastor singing this chant saying, "My hallelujah belongs to you, you deserve it." And I'm telling you, before he could even get off the stage, I said, "Bishop, you gotta let me record that song." So, and that bishop was Bishop Cortez Vaughn, who was on the song with me.
Wow.
Come to find out, the song was originally written by a young man named David Bloom in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Awesome young man. So, you know, I had to add some stuff to it to make it sound like You Can Praise, of course. But we put it out, you know, just because it was a worship song that we fell in love with, had no idea it would be embraced the way it has been. So now we hear it being sung all over the world. And it's really just an intimate worship song that people can just identify with. So that's been a blessing. But most of the other songs I write by myself. But when I hear something like that, I just have to grab it, because I know it's going to be a blessing to the body.
Amen. Let me ask you this. I've been dying to ask you this question. As you travel the globe and you minister, what has been the most spiritual, anointed, felt move of God that you've ever witnessed?
Wow, there's been so many. I gotta say, we were in Antigua, and we were just worshiping, just singing worship songs, and to see people. I mean, you know, some of these beautiful countries,
yeah,
they also have their deprived areas, and we go to the tourist sections, but we don't see the actual sections where people live. And that there was a worship event that we were able to be a part of, where they allowed everyone to be a part of it. So people from all over Antigua came to be a part of this worship experience. And I mean, I could see it was like a whole field full of people just worshiping God.
Wow.
Some had what they needed, some didn't. And to see people worship in spite of their need is just something that really blows you away.
Wow.
And I think for me, that was the most humbling experience, because it showed me that, you know, even though we here you know, we believe we know what worship is. Our worship is contingent upon us having everything. They don't need to have everything in order to give God glory. As a matter of fact, they give God glory in spite of what they have or what they don't have. So to me, that was the most awesome worship experience I've ever been a part of.
Amen. Amen. As we begin to wrap this up, you are on the Bloody Wind Tour. And I'm looking forward to this, my brother. Ty Tribbett is on there with you. Tasha Cobbs, Ja'Kalyn Carr, whom I've had come and minister to our youth when she was 14, I think. And just, oh my God. What's going on with the tour? How's it going?
Man, listen, it is amazing. We were in Orlando. The first night was in Orlando, sold out, and then we went to Jacksonville, and I was thinking that we would not be able to top the Orlando show. Jacksonville was 10 times that. It was so crazy. I mean, literally, people were screaming in worship. It was just an awesome experience. So, I mean, if you haven't gotten your tickets yet, everybody needs to go get it. It's www.bloodywindtour.com. Everybody's bringing an A-game. It's like you're getting, even though it's a tour, I think sometimes people think that it's going to be a scaled-down version of everyone's set. We're all doing our full set. We're all, I mean, full band and singers. It's not a track show. We're all going 100% and then some, and then we sing together. I mean, Tasha sung You Deserve It the other day. it was really crazy. Everybody got to be a part. Everybody needs to be a part of it.
Wow. Well, one thing I know for sure, because I'm broadcasting right here from Nashville, Tennessee, and you are coming to my church, Cathedral of Praise, the
yes,
one and
sir.
Only Bishop Jerry L. Maynard, pastor, on May 8th. That's a Monday. And so we are looking forward to you all coming to the Ville. Amen. So
I love Bishop Maynard. I love the church. Awesome people. As a matter of fact, my first experience there, Judy McAllister did a live recording.
Yeah.
And Youth for Praise opened up for that recording. Never knew that we'll be coming back on tour there. So we are so excited about it. Nashville's always been really good to us. So we're really amped about the whole crew coming down. It's going to be crazy.
Amen. I'm looking forward to it. And so that is May 8th. The banner for the Bloody Wind Tour here for Nashville is on my Facebook page, Real Gospel with the X-Man, on my Twitter, Real Gospel X-Man. But how can they get more information about you, your music, this new CD project called You Deserve It, and the Bloody Wind Tour? How can they reach you?
I'm all over social media. You can go to my Instagram page. It's at JJ Hairston. Twitter is at JJ_Hairston. Facebook is Youthful Praise. It's really me answering. I would love to hear from you. I really want to see what you all are thinking about the music, hear what you think about the music. And we would just love to just be able to worship with you, even if it's over the airways, even if it's over social media. So please hit me up. I'd love to hear from you.
Amen. Any movie deals, works, and anything going on with you as far as, you know, the big screen?
From your mouth to God's ears, not yet, but I believe you just spoke it. So we'll see what God said.
You know what? I saw, do you watch Greenleaf?
Of course I do.
Oh, yeah, okay. I've seen Kirk Franklin get a shot to sing his music on there. I saw Mary Mary on there. So now it's time for J.J. Harrison and Youthful Praise to be able to do their thing on the show Greenleaf. We want to see you, man. Yeah.
I believe God. I believe it's possible. So I'm looking forward to it.
Hey, man, look, thank you so much for spending this time with us on Real Gospel. I'm looking forward to meeting you and seeing you all minister during the Bloody Wind Tour coming here to the city of Nashville on May 8th. But if you want to know if he's coming to a city near you, reach out to him directly and you'll get the information from his Facebook, his website, and his Twitter, and probably Instagram too. J.J. Harrison, the second best dressed man in gospel. Gospel music next to Kirk Franklin. Thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
No problem. Thank you so much for your time, sir.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.